The next one of the attributes is known as Pilpul Talmidim. What does that mean, Pilpul? That perhaps is the key to understanding the significance and the meaning of this particular attribute. In Shas, we find what seems to be a deliberate meaning, particular meaning, to this term. For example, the Gemara in Temura, on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, tells us that there were 1,700 halachos that were lost after Moshe died, but that Otniel ben Knaz was able to retrieve all of these mitoch pilpulo. And the implication clearly in that Gemara is that it was through his incisive and in-depth analysis that he was able to recreate and reclaim the halachos that had been lost. Similarly, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the famous Gemara that talks about the questions that everyone will be asked after they die, B'shash Machnis and Adam Ladin, Omrim Lo, and of course the Gemara mentions, did you do business honestly? But the Gemara also says, Kavat Itim LaTorah, did you study? But then, subsequently, the Gemara also mentions another question, Pilpalta B'chachma. And it's clear, especially coming after we've already been told that we will be asked if Kavat Itim LaTorah, that it's not just enough to learn Torah or have time for Torah, but Pilpalta B'chachma, did you learn in depth? Did you learn with great insightfulness, incisive questions, analysis, the type of pilpul that is ascribed to Osniel, perhaps not on his level, not everyone can be Osniel ben Knaz, but again here, the connotation seems to be a high-level learning. This would seem to raise a question, why use this term of all terms specifically associated with students? Why, whatever benefit we can imagine with students, but somewhat surprising that they would be associated with this high level of pilpul. Furthermore, the Gemara in Tainis on Dav Zayin tells us, in the name of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, that Torah is comparable, or is compared, excuse me, to a tree, as the Pasuk says, Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba. In what way is it compared to a tree or to wood? Lomar lecha, ma'etz katan madlik es hagadol. Just like a small little piece of wood can kindle a large one. Af tamid chachamim kitanim mechadedin es hagadolim. So just like a little, whether it would be a match or a little piece of wood that you start the fire with, then spreads out and lights even the bigger pieces of wood, the bigger branches, so too, small people, kitanim, presumably students, mechadedin es hagadolim. They sharpen their teachers, the people who are greater than them in learning. Why should this be? Not explained in the Gemara. But before we can even come to grips with why that should be, the Gemara raises the stakes, as it were, and continues and says, V'hainu de Amri Rabbi Chanina, and this is why Rabbi Chanina said, Harbe lamadati me rabosai, me chavirai yosa me rabosai, something which we previously spoke about, that the friends are even more, but yet greater than the friends, the contemporaries, and the teachers, the Gemara concludes, Umi talmidai yosa mikulan, that from students one can learn even more than from contemporaries and from a teacher. And again, how do we understand this? It's nice, it's inspiring, but in what way is it true? How are students mechadeid their teachers? Why can you learn more from your students than even from your teachers? What does this mean? Perhaps just to raise the stakes even more, perhaps, there is a quote in a tshuva of the Mahar Shaddam, Shlomo di Medina, Yeridea Simen Kuf Ein Aleph, in which he takes stock of our entire series, the Arba'im Ushmonet Dvarim, and he says, from these Arba'im Ushmonet Dvarim, Sha'atar Niknes Behem, Ha'ikari Shebechol, Hi Pilpul HaTalmidim. That the most important one out of all of the 48 is Pilpul Talmidim. Which again, if the 48 are here to give you Chachma, and be Talmida Yosem Ikulan, I guess perhaps it just naturally follows that Pilpul Talmidim, or anything to do with Talmidim, is greater than the other 47. But that doesn't really answer the question, it just seems to beg the question. What is going on here? What do Chazal have in mind? So it seemed to me that perhaps the key can be found in a very short, brief comment, just three words that Rashi makes back on the Gemara in Maseches Tainus, which describes the comparison of the small piece of wood kindling the larger pieces to Talmidim or Ketanim in the Gemara's term and Gedolim? In what way is there that comparison? How is it that the Katan is Mechadej, sharpens the Gadol? So Rashi says three words. Sheshoalin Kol Shah. That they ask and they ask and they ask. The students ask lots of questions. And the questions, apparently, in the Gemara, sharpen the teacher. In light of this, we can now understand the dominant interpretation of the Mefarshim here in Pirkei Avos and Perek Vav. Starting with the Machzor Vitri, he says, what does it mean, Pilpul Talmidim? So first of all, Pilpul, he says, Harifus. It means sharpen, just like the Gemara of Mechadeid. And in what way? Shemalamid lefnei achacham chozer umitvakeach. The teacher says something, but he has to repeat it, and they argue about it, and chazer metalmidim, he goes back and forth. And this is what it means, and he quotes the Gemara of Talmidei Yosher Mikulam, and etc., etc. It's the questions, it's the back and forth. The Maharal on the Derech HaChaim points out that when it comes to talking to people, you're on your level or even greater than you, so you don't have to say much, and they don't really ask too many questions because they already know and they already understand. But the Ketanim, the students don't understand, they need to ask lots of questions, and that's why Pilpul Talmidim is the phrase, and the word Pilpul is associated with Talmidim because they're the ones who generate that. This idea is actually expanded upon even more in the Medrash Shmuel, who points out, as we've already seen, ki ha-pilpul ein la-mala himena b'limud ha-Torah, that the term pilpul, which again here does not refer to a specific derech ha-limud at some historical period, but it means, I think it's Chazal's way of talking about learning bi'yun, learning in depth with sophistication, intellectually apprehending and analyzing things. So that is the highest level. And we see that basically hinted at already in Chazal, in the Gemara's we quoted with. And therefore he says, through learning this way, why is it so important? Ki masig lios mechudad umufulpal. Not only do you get more information this way, more insight, but you yourself become sharpened. Va'ideha pilpul misbar ha'emes, v'hu yoser meduktak. You get to better content and you improve yourself as well. He points out, again, somewhat paradoxically or ironically, that it's dafka from the Talmidim that this happens. Because if you're talking with your equals, with your friends, with your chavrusas, then just with a little bit of clarity and precision, you can understand what they're talking about. You don't need to say much. But when it comes to students, they make mistakes, they ask questions, and it requires much more in-depth back and forth, give and take, and that ultimately leads to a higher level even for the teachers. The Tiferes Yisrael says very succinctly here in our Brisa, it's through the Q&A, the back and forth, Mimela Ravcha Shmaitza. The Torah, the knowledge, becomes expanded, and you even come to learn new things, Yisora L'kama Devarim Chadashim. The Ruach Chaim of Rav Chaim Volozhiner is Mechadesh, I would say, perhaps a nuance. Maybe it's been implicit in what we've said, but he is very explicit and blunt in this. That Lav Dafka, that this is not necessarily because the questions are so good and so incisive. You know, you think you understood it as a Rebbe, as a teacher, and then you have a really smart kid in the class who asks a great question and it causes you to reevaluate and come up with a Chiddush. That can happen, no doubt. But he says, even without that, Ubetalmidim al pirov lo yimtza b'dvarim davar. He says very bluntly, usually you're not going to get much by way of content or insight from your students. But yet, despite that fact, he says, "Aidei kushasam yifalpel v'yataretz umemela ravcha d'shmaitza." It doesn't matter, even if the questions aren't so good, even if they're not so insightful, they nevertheless create an intellectual conversation and back and forth. Rav Yaakov Emden in Lechem Shemayim makes this point, this somewhat blunt point, and he adds an element which, in a certain sense, is even more harsh. He says, why is it that students ask so many questions? Hatamidim mitoch she'enam shleimim b'chachma dain. So first of all, they're not yet so sophisticated and so learned. Fair enough. But then he adds, gam kedei laharos kocham she'gam lahem levav ozen malan tivachin. Hein Papalin, Bain Vemes, Bain Besheker, Beshibush. Says a lot of times they're just trying to show off, to show how smart they are, and whether they're asking things that they know are true or false, or that they're right or wrong. B'chom b'charifos yasser ma'od me'achaverim ha'shleimim b'chachma v'yaduim b'shem. They often ask with more passion, and they speak louder and more often in class than the smarter students, than the ones who really know, who don't need to say so much. And parenthetically, I would add that I certainly witnessed this in my years in various shiurim. Perhaps in my younger years, I was even guilty of this. But I certainly can remember sometimes being in shiur and the older, more senior students being frustrated that the more junior or younger students seem to be asking too many questions. So without casting aspersions about motivation, although Rav Yaakov Emden does, but perhaps there's certain truth to it. And that's what Rav Yaakov Emden is picking up on. And yet, despite the lack of content that might be in the questions, despite the perhaps less than stellar motivations for the questions, nevertheless, Rav Yaakov Emden, al-yidei kach gam harav mischadeg, the Rav, the teacher, still gets sharpened. Sh'omid al-makom tos al-tamidim, he has to correct the Talmidim, explain their mistakes, etc. He says this is the way it works in life and in any intellectual pursuit, including Torah, that by only through understanding the mistake or the wrong information can one truly be clear about the true information. Shekol davar noda b'hipucho. Everything is truly known by its opposite. Harama finas atov, chena emes nivchan aide hasheker. That we can know the good really through the bad, and we really know the truth through the falsehood. And therefore, even though the Talmidim have lots of ta'us v'shibush, they have lots of mistakes, nevertheless, the chachma, the deos, is still misrabeb, ribuy ha-talmidim, excessive or more Talmidim still help, and the teacher each time is mosi ta'lumos or emes. He can bring out the truth, and therefore, the Rebbe gains tremendously despite the lack of correct information or sophistication of the questions, and sometimes perhaps even the lack of sincere motivation. The Chavos Das, one of the commentaries on Shulchan Aruch, writes in his introduction, kind of very beautifully summing this up, Alo levad shatalmid chacham tzarech legadol mimenu. Not only should a Talmud Chacham always be looking for someone to learn from who's even greater than him, al-af l'katan mimenu, but he should even make sure to be learning with people less than him, kamram umi talmidai yoser mikulam, because, and he doesn't expand on it, but we certainly have seen quite a few sources that more or less, each in their own way, are reiterating this similar point, that there is a part of the intellectual process is in the transfer of knowledge is fine-tuned and honed and added with precision and insight, dafka by needing to answer questions or explain things to people who know less than you, may have bad questions or simple questions, and may even not have the right motivations in their questions, but that very act requires greater clarity and precision, which will emerge from the give and take, from the Q&A. I would like to add, however, an alternate possibility, which comes up at least in two sources that I'm familiar with, and not necessarily on our Brisa, but I think relate to it. And that is perhaps it's not just this natural intellectual process which has been described that emerges from the teacher needing to reckon with the lesser lights in his class and explain things to the students who obviously know less than him and are asking questions, etc. Perhaps there is something additional as well. There is a idea that is perhaps somewhat well known from the Chassam Sofer. He talks about it in the introduction to his Tshuvas. It's also, if I'm not mistaken, I remember somewhere in his Parish on the Torah, the Torah Moshe, although I could not locate it, but I did see it now, quoted yet again in a third place in his writings, but this time actually by the Ksav Sofer, by his son, in his Parish to Bechukosai, the Yikra Perachavav Pasuk Gimel, where he quotes his father again, who makes the following point, which is that, to put it succinctly, that a person, a tzaddik, a talmid chacham, should not be focused on their own learning and their own growth, but rather should be focused on giving to others and sharing Hashem's wisdom. Even though, Chassam Sofer writes, even though the Rebbe, the talmid chacham, might be worried that he'll have no time for his own learning, nevertheless, this is Ratzon Hashem. He explains, the Chassam Sofer does, that this is why Avraham was Ohavi. This is why Hashem loved Avraham so much, Even though perhaps there were others in ancient biblical time who had achieved on their own the level perhaps of Avraham. It's an amazing chiddush in its own right that the Chasam Sofer says. Perhaps there were others in history, but what made Avraham special was the nefesh asher asu b'charan, the idea that he went on a crusade to spread the word of God, to spread monotheism. And the Chasam Sofer there says, perhaps Avraham could have gained more, strictly speaking, by focusing on himself, but that's not what Hashem wanted. Hashem wants us to give, Hashem wants us to share in His wisdom. As the Ksav Sofer quotes his father, Kol chepso uchukaso, every desire, every want of the Rebbe, ye lehoil l'achirim v'lo lo. It should be to help other people, for Rebbe to help his students, not for himself, not to be selfish. However, the Ksav Sofer himself adds to this in a way that I think is quite remarkable. And he says, even despite the fact that that is what the Rebbe's mentality should be, or everyone's mentality should be, in service of others and not looking to grow, but rather looking to give, nevertheless, says the Ksav Sofer, and here I'm reading from his words on Parshas Bechuk Kosai, Aval Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yoda Devara. But nevertheless, because he's doing this, he won't be hurt by it. But rather, Taraso Mishtamereth Bekirbo, in what way will he grow? V'sha'achas Yilmod, Masha'achirim Baharbe Sha'os. Hashem, in essence, will make a miracle. And even though he has much less time for his own learning, but he'll be able to accomplish in that shorter amount of time what would otherwise take him or other people many hours. Kizchus harabim tluyabo. This is part of his reward for making himself so crucial and necessary to the masses, to the rabim. And therefore he concludes, perhaps this is what it means, ukederach shamar chazal umitalmida yoser mikulam. Now the Ksav Sofer adds the two key words, Hainu vizchutam. In other words, says the Ksav Sofer here, it's not necessarily a natural result. Rather, bizchus, being dedicated to Talmidim, that is what will lead to the growth of the Rebbe. So this is not necessarily focusing on pilpul Talmidim, the give and take with Talmidim, and that that process naturally leads to the growth of the Rebbe. Maybe that's true, but the Ksav Sofer is saying something different. That through the give and take with the Talmidim, that is to say, you're dedicated and you're giving your time and your wisdom to the Talmidim, bizchus that, the Rebbe will grow, this will be a Kinyan Torah, maybe even the highest Kinyan Torah. In conclusion, I want to read a selection from the Hakdama to the Shara Yoshar. I quoted just in the shir about Shimush Chachamim, two shiurim ago, something that appeared towards the end of the introduction of Shara Yoshar, written by Rav Shimon Shkap, but I'd like to summarize some of the points that he makes initially in the introduction, in the beginning part of the introduction, and then read one or two key passages inside, which remarkably dovetail with what I just read from the Ksav Sofer. The Shara Yoshar begins with a definition of Kedusha. Again, it's beautiful and complex, and I'm running through it just to get to the main point, but the thesis that he works with is that Kedusha is defined by service for others, looking out for others, and as much as is naturally possible while still remaining a normal human being, to not be worried about yourself, but to only think about, as much as possible at least, the service for others. He adds that given this fact, this is where the idea comes from, as the Gemara in Taina says, aser ta aser, we should tithe, we should give tzedakah. And the Gemara there darshins, aser v'shvil shetit asher, that you can do that as a guarantee, the Gemara says, you can even test God, that by giving tzedakah, you will become enriched. Why is this so? Shara Yoshar again explains, he says that everything we have in this world, we are given, in a certain sense, on loan. We are the gizbar. We are just the treasurer. But Hashem gives it to us so that we can give to others. And therefore, if Hashem sees that we're doing that, He is more likely, shetit asher, to give us even more. But then, he continues, and here I want to read a few very key lines. He continues and says this is not only in the material world, but this is also in the spiritual world as well. And therefore he says, V'chein hu b'shefa tal shamayim shal kinyani ha-chacham. It's not only with material things, that if you give away, Hashem will give you more, but it's also with intellectual, spiritual things. Shiroi l'kol ish shechaninu ha-elyon yizbarach ezi yitron chachma. It's appropriate, it's the right thing to do for anyone who Hashem has blessed with abundance of knowledge and a high intellect. Hashrish b'nafsho shoresh amuk shekinyan zeh lo nitan lo la'atzmo. He should realize in the depths of his heart, this was not given to him just for his own sake, but rather, rak lios kegizbar al zeh l'chalek l'mish ra'ui l'zeh, so that he can be, say, like as a treasurer, so to speak, or as a custodian, and he should dispense this, he should give this out freely to everyone who deserves it, everyone who can benefit from it. V'im yishmar kara'ui tafkid zeh l'lameid l'mish ra'ui l'lameid, and if he really faithfully executes this mission of his life to teach those who it's appropriate to teach to, Oz yitale lemishre gedola mizeh. He'll get even more. V'yit asher v'yoser v'gizbar al otzer gadol mizeh. Just like he had previously said, just like Chazal say, when it comes to money, if you give away your money, if you give away tzedakah, Hashem will bless you with more. Says Rav Shimon Shkop, the same thing is true with Torah. The more you give away, the more you will be yit asher with even greater learning and even greater chachma. Then, a few paragraphs later, he says something astounding. And he goes through a very brief biographical history of his teaching and rabbinic career, discusses the various years and cities in which he's been able to be a teacher, starting off initially in his career as a Rebbe in the Telz Yeshiva, then through various other stops, until finally he went to the yeshiva which he's most famously associated with in Grodno. And then he says in really astounding thing. In all of these places, I had a zechus of great success. I always had talmidim who were excellent talmidim, dedicated talmidim, talmidim who were thirsting to hear my Torah. Asher kol zehu lo lefi ma'asai, velo lefi kishonotai. And all of this, he says, I've had great success as a Rebbe, as a Rosh Hashiva, as a Magid Shir, but it's not because of my own actions, it's not because of my own talents. Rak sgulas aser ta'aser kamosha kasavnu. He says it all was in the schus of this idea of giving away our possessions. She me'odi ar hayom itotim usharim la'atmi ulashom e'lechi. He says, from the beginning of my career, from day one until now, my time has always been divided in a sense, or dedicated not only for myself, but also to the people who, not for myself, but for the people who want to hear my Torah. Every time I have a chiddush, every time I have something to teach, I'm happy to share it, I'm happy to give it away, I'm happy to teach. And that, he's convinced, as much as he can be, sure of anything, he says, that's the zechus, that's the reason why I have been so successful in all these different places. With all that in mind, we now can understand beautifully, as he says, going back to the previous paragraph, he says, "Ulai yesh lahasbir inyan zeh mash amru." And now we can perhaps understand the meaning of "umi talmidai yoser mikulam." Maybe this is what it means: "umi talmidai yoser mikulam." Shemelvad inyan an hativi bazeh. I love that formulation. In addition to the natural reason, he doesn't even need to explain it. It's as if he just assumes we understand everything that we've been speaking about. What does he mean, the natural benefit of students? It means that whole questioning and giving and take. We asked initially in the beginning of the year, maybe what's so obvious about what a Rebbe, a Talmid Chacham, will gain from having less knowledgeable students. But Rav Shimon Shkop thinks it's so obvious, it's inyon hativi, that of course the Rebbe, from the give and take, back and forth, they need to explain it, a Rebbe will be sharpened, he'll understand, he'll learn more himself. That, he says, in Inyan TV. He thinks that's true. But milvad Inyan HaTivi shebezeh, hinei skulas ha-tzedakah v'ha-maser ha-ruchani, mo'il ezeh li-salos u-li-skadel, kamo v'skulas maser k'safim. Rather, he says, there's actually a skuli, a spiritual, supernatural, so to speak, reward that the Rebbe gets from him giving this spiritual charity, the tzedakah ha-ruchani. He's giving spiritual charity, and that is mo'il, that he should grow in the various levels. And this is exactly, I think, really on the hitting the nail on the head, exactly what Ksav Sofer had said as well, that mitamida yoser mikulam bizchusam. Again, it's not contradict the previous interpretations of Pilpul, the Q&A, the back and forth, intellectual jousting that has to take place. Certainly the Shimon Shkop says explicitly that that's true, what he calls the Inyan HaTivi. But in addition, there is the zchus of being someone who's dedicated to the Rav, the zchus, someone who's willing to teach people who know less than him, that spiritual tzedakah, that tzedakah ruchani that Rav Shimon Shkop speaks about and the Ksav Sofer speak about, that has a whole other dimension. And this combination is truly, truly powerful. The natural intellectual benefit of teaching, but also the spiritual reward that and advantages and wealth of information that Hashem will promise to those who are willing to give what they have away to others for the benefit of the Jewish people. This is a double combination, and certainly a very powerful one. And even if we cannot go as far as the Maharsha Adam, who said this is the most important of the 48 Kinyanei Torah, he said it, but even if one wouldn't go so far, we certainly understand why this is truly a very, very crucial piece in the Memches Kinyanei Torah.